right, how are we doing today, Gus?
What kind of problems does Drew Brees present to you?
Well, he's a mobile quarterback in the pocket. He likes to step up. He buys time with his feet in the pocket. So we got to do a good job of keeping him contained within the pocket this week. And, you know, he does a good job of getting the ball to his playmakers in his offense, which they, you know, they have some guys that are tough matchups and coverage. And he does a good job of reading what you're doing coverage-wise and getting the ball to him. So it'll be a challenge this week.
How does he differ from what you faced with Brady?
Brady's probably not as mobile or move around in a pocket as much as Breeze does. Breeze is a shorter guy, so, you know, he can get on the edges. He likes to step up into the pocket, into the windows that, you know, sometimes can be created with a four-man rush and steps up to deliver the ball. So from that aspect of it, it's different. But a lot of the similar matchups, I mean, both of them have, you know, good tight ends and exceptional tight ends in certain areas that they like to go to them in. And, you know, they're both good with the dumping the balls to the back out of the backfield and getting the balls to the receivers down the field. So, you know, he's got good arm strength, and he's going to present some problems with some of the matchups we have. But we're working diligently this week to make sure we're doing a good job in leveraging, you know, what we need to leverage down the field.
When you go up against a six-foot quarterback, does it alter the personnel that you bring out there, trying to get taller guys on the field, get their hands up?
Not necessarily. We are emphasizing trying to get our hands up to bat some balls. I mean, that is one of the emphases, which, you know, he's had some balls batted. But, again, like I said, he does a good job of finding the windows within the pocket and stepping up and being able to throw the ball.
With Xavier Rhodes having incurred some penalties last week, what kind of corrections or what do you do from that standpoint?
The biggest thing we're doing is still working the fundamentals and the techniques that we've been preaching all along. We know that that's an emphasis for the referees to be calling this year, so we just got to get those things and keep working those things. He had a couple of calls where he was challenging in the routes, which we want to challenge every route this run, and, you know, it was too far down the field that they felt, so they made the call. But we've got to just keep emphasizing what it is they're looking to call and the fundamentals and techniques that we're trying to do coverage-wise.
What did the Browns, like Jimmy Graham didn't have a catch, I think, until like 3 minutes left in the first half. What did they do during that period and also the next, you know, however many, 33 minutes when he had like, you took over?
Well, I think what they did was they changed the leverage up on him. They doubled him some. I mean, they did some different things coverage-wise to kind of get him out of the ball game, you know, to try to keep him in those situations, to keep him limited as far as the looks that he's going to get from the quarterback. So from that aspect of it, you know, you got to kind of pick and choose what it is you're going to do and what you're trying to take away, with how they're trying to move him around. They move him around a lot in the formations. I mean, you'll see him out at number one, flexed out as a receiver. I mean, they move him around a lot. So the biggest thing is what you're doing within the coverage is to try to take away, you know, what he's trying to do coverage-wise.
What did the Saints do to get out of that? I mean, they were getting shut down. So
I think the biggest thing is they started moving him around to areas where, you know, they were going to limit their ability to be able to double him, or it was going to be such an easier read within the coverage that they could go somewhere else with it. We're working, you know, we're continuing to work linebackers just like we have, you know, sort of the next man up theory where, you know, we're going to use combinations and use their skill sets within our sub packages to the best of our ability. So we've been working, Gerald, we've been working a combination of all these guys. Mike, you know, has been working in there. So we're working a combination of guys and we'll fit them in our packages and, you know, get the best matchups that we can.
Do teams kind of alternate, you know, cornerback, safety, linebacker on Jimmy Graham and...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it boils down to what you're going to do coverage-wise, whether you got a linebacker on him and you're helping him, whether you got a safety on him if he needs help on him, whether you get a corner on him and he doesn't need help on him. So I think it just continues to change throughout the game, depending on what you're doing coverage-wise as far as a matchup.
Okay, thanks. Let's get some follow-ups for George. We can catch him off to the side.
All right.